It's Body and Soul right here on 938 Live. This is your daily health check. Welcome into the show. My name is Daniel Martin. Good to have your company. And today we're going to be talking about horse riding safety and health. A local jockey apprentice died recently in Singapore. I've posted the article on our Facebook page, Official 938 Live. Body and Soul takes a look at the sport of horse riding and how safe or healthy it can be. Are there potential injuries that young riders, let's say, may not be so aware of, such as injuries to your back or to your tailbone? In actual fact, could riding be a high-risk sport? In today's edition of your Daily Health Check, I'm going to be chatting with Adjunct Associate Professor Hee Huan Tuck. He's Medical Director and Senior Consultant of the Center for Spine and Scoliosis Surgery. If you have any questions, maybe you are a rider or you're thinking of sending your kids for riding lessons and you want some advice, give us a call. 669-11938 is our studio hotline. 669-11938. Professor Hee, welcome to the program.
Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you so much for joining us. I must start with the very overview of it, because a lot of people might think it's a very, you know, it's a very romantic image, riding a horse. It's a very pleasurable image. It's what you would do on holiday or, you know, in certain social circles, let's say. But literally, physically speaking, what is the act of riding a horse doing to your body when you're on the horse?
All right. I definitely do agree with you. Riding a horse is kind of part of romantic getaway.
Yeah.
A little bit different from the usual activities they do in our day-to-day urban living. But there are some issues that you have to consider when you take up this type of sports. Unlike a traditional sport like jogging, where it's kind of, you do these sports in a kind of controlled environment, or riding a horse is less controlled because you need a very good coordination with a horse whom you may not have built a bond with, right?
Mm. It's a living thing, after
that's
all.
That's right. Yeah. It's not. It's something dynamic, living thing. So the issues that anybody, whether it's professionals or amateurs, face when you're riding horses. First of all, of course, because you're riding on the horse, sometimes you may sit on the stirrups. Sometimes you may not. The professionals will not sit on the stirrups because they want a horse to go faster. So, for example, let's talk about professionals.
Mm-hmm.
They tend not to sit on the stirrups. Definitely, they use their legs, in fact, to lean forward in order to grip, in order to stabilize the body and to balance the body, while at the same time, you know, urging their horse to go faster and faster. So it's kind of putting their body in a kind of a forward position all the time. So
yep.
If your body is in a forward position all the time, and imagine, let's say, in a professional setting, so I think over a long period of time, the spine, especially the intervertebral disc, the soft cushion between the vertebral bodies, will be subjected to tremendous amount of stress. And over time, this will lead to dehydration, desiccation, and may propagate into tears of the disc, a minority of cases, herniation of the disc, causing impingement of the nerve. The patient may complain. The person would now be a patient, complain of pain from the buttock, radiating down the legs, you know. So these are some of the issues the face. Of course, if they fall, there's a different issue. I mean,
absolutely.
They fall, they may get a whole spectrum of injuries, you know, from innocuous injuries to fractures of the extremities, to head injury, to a cervical spine fracture. So I personally have encountered three patients who has a cervical spine fracture at C2 level, a second cervical vertebra, one with a head injury, and another one with a forearm fracture. So I think that these are some potential issues that potential riders or current riders need to know when they take up this activity.
Most definitely. I mean, like we're going to talk about the idea of the fall later on, and a lot depends obviously of the height from the fall and the direction that you land and the thrust and things like that. I also want to talk about, besides the professional rider, let's talk about the leisure rider who is sitting in the saddle and the stirrups and maybe going up and down. The motions, I would imagine, can be quite a lot. Is there a lot to consider here?
Yeah, definitely. It all depends on how much you do. So whatever you do, I think I always advise patients you have to do things in moderation, and you will start something slow. So if you're taking part in this sort of activity for the first time, I think start something easy. Probably get an instructor to assess your fitness, your kind of coordination, your balance. And then maybe between you and the instructor, you can decide what type of horse is probably more suitable for you.
Yeah.
You know, and then go slowly from there, you see. And I suppose there are issues, like I say, even for non-professionals, if you do it too often, all this repeated, repetitive motion, we call it, repeated motion, and even sometimes you may be forced to adopt a certain position in order to be able to steady yourself. And mm-hmm. this position, a spine, as you know, doesn't like to be stationary for too long. See, so if you're stationary for too long over a prolonged period of time, again, this may culminate into a degeneration of the intervertebral disc. See, so all this may give rise to breakdown, wear and tear. And certainly older riders, be it professionals or leisure or amateur riders, do stand a higher chance because their spine is already made. They may have pre-existing wear and tear of the joints at the back and the intervertebral disc at the back. See.
I found something that you said very interesting. The spine doesn't like to be in a stationary position because we see in so many sports, for example, you know, you have to hold a certain posture, you have to hold a certain position for sometimes extended periods of time. The spine is not suited towards this?
Yes, the spine likes to be on the move all the time, you know. So generally speaking, you know, they don't like to be stationary for too long. And if you really need to be stationary, you have to, ideally, to be in a neutral position. For example, back in a straight position, not in a forward flex position, in a neck in the neutral, not looking down or looking up. See?
That's going to affect my tennis game because I'm always in that forward, rear, ready-to-go position. I'm holding it in there. I think it would apply to a lot of people in a lot of sports as well. We're going to get more advice from Adjunct Associate Professor Hee Hwan Tak. He's the Medical Director and Senior Consultant at the Center for Spine and Scoliosis Surgery. Body and Soul continues in just a moment. Stay with us.